CliffCentral.com. Good morning, boys and girls. This is where you meant
good
to...
Good morning, Mr. Cliff.
Happy I missed it.
Ah, did you call your teachers by their first name? Okay, thank you. 1, 2, 1, 2. Good morning, Mr. Cliff.
We got Pinky Mokemane, we've got Bulelo Tinta and Sia Sangweni,
who clearly passed grade 2 with flying colors.
Yes, yeah. All of you, congratulations. Well done. But then I had no doubt. I mean, I think out of all of us, actually, Pinky's by far and away the most qualified.
For grade 2 or for life in general?
No, I mean academically. She's way ahead of the rest of us.
Just to clarify.
How's everybody doing this week? Pinks, how are you doing?
I'm great, Gareth. I'm great, thank you.
Well, it's definitely, if we compare your internet to that first week we had you on during lockdown.
That was so bad. Dark times for me.
Dark times, yeah. Well, if you think back on the beginning of lockdown generally, I think all of us were a little bit shell-shocked. And the reality starting to dawn for many people. I mean, I've had innumerable meetings, and this week's been pretty busy in terms of meetings. And it seems people are acclimatizing to the way things are going to be, at least for a little bit. There was this fake news that went out yesterday, and government had to respond, that apparently for the rest of lockdown, no matter what level we're at, no more booze and alcohol and cigarettes. And then they had to quickly come out and say, fake news, fake news.
Yeah, but Gareth, is it fake news if you did that to yourself?
What do you mean?
Because they incorrectly tweeted.
Yes, I
and
know.
Then they had to
withdraw. No. But this is what I'm saying: is they're a bunch of idiots.
That's it. I think fake news is like a rumor that gets out of control. If you make the mistake yourself, then it's.
Oh man.
Oh my god.
You fill in the blank.
Anyway, so we had a very interesting show last night of So What Now, and despite all the howling and whining and screaming on social media from about, I don't know, 10 people who think they should decide for everyone what gets on and doesn't get on TV. You failed, you fucks. I'm still here. Cancel culture. You may take out lots of weak people, but you're not going to get me.
I was waiting. Clearly, I had too much hope for at least someone to say, you know what? I overreacted. No, Gareth, you should not get cancelled. No, Gareth, you can keep your show. ENCA, you're a responsible broadcaster. That was a healthy conversation.
No,
not one.
No. It's like those people who predict the end of the world, and then when the end of the world doesn't come, you never hear from them saying, they don't come back on and go, I'm really sorry, I seem to have got that wrong. Am I
those
right?
People on the 1st of Jan 2013.
Find me one of those motherfuckers who's really screwed up. And show me where they've apologized.
It was a good show. Good response.
It's a great show. And again, I've just got to thank my guests, because my guests came under fire. Like Julieta Talevi and Pumlani Majozi came under fire for being on the same show as David Icke. You know? They didn't know he was going to be on.
They had nothing to do with him either. They were part of the panel.
Thank you very much. Anyway, it's so funny. You know, there are a bunch of people who've written articles as well, apparently.
Here we go.
Yeah. People who are like, you know, invoking free expression, how you shouldn't have people. I mean, there's this guy, I think his name, I don't want to screw this up. Actually, who cares what his name is? He's so boring. So, debate called Constitutionally Speaking. And this guy calls me, he says, the case of the former reality TV personality and David Icke. I think he means I'm a former reality TV personality. Well, I certainly have a personality which you don't, just judging from your writing. I may be a former reality TV. You've never even been on TV. I currently have a show.
You tell them, Gareth.
And second of all, if there's any former in me, it's that I was only learning then, and now I'm learning a lot faster, and you guys are slow and you're far behind. Catch the fuck up. I'm ready. I'm running the 100 meters, and you're busy crawling in your Zimmer frame. Bring it on, bitch. I'm ready for you. I'm telling you, I'm not. I've realized one thing about these cancel people, right? I've realized that if you come at them hard, and if you're unafraid, and you have nothing to lose, like, I couldn't care less. Well, what's the worst they could do to me? What, get my TV show canceled? I still got this. And this is where I'm making my living. This is what I do. This is my business. This is where I employ people I care about. This is where we get to do amazing things, break the rules, change the world, you know, that kind of thing. Got the audience. The audience of a – I'd rather have 100 of the people who listen to us on Cliff Central than a million of those people I've let go of in radio and television. And that's what these guys don't get. And I realized a long time ago when I first took Mnet to court for trying to fire me over a tweet, I realized then, like, if you fight back, it's amazing how these little weaklings scatter. They run for the hills.
What do you think they resent about you? Is it the fact that you've got, because it's tough to get international appeal, and you've got a little, you got that whole thing going. Do you think their little world?
No, pick the day, pick the time, pick whatever has irked them then. Today will be the fact that he has two hands, and tomorrow it will be.
Let's be fair. I mean, like, the three of you know me a lot better than anybody who's complaining about me on the internet, and I can be annoying. I'm the first one to admit that. I even said so in the show last night. Like, I can be really annoying, and I can be an asshole. But that has nothing to do with what anyone else is allowed to hear or see. And if you choose me for whatever reason, you come in here this morning, you wake up early, bloodshot eyes, go to the mirror, and you're like, oh, I better turn on that Cliff Central. Thank you. You've chosen me. That's the greatest compliment you could pay. It has nothing to do with me, actually. It's all up to you. It's your choice. And that's what these guys don't get, is that it's got nothing to do with Gareth Cliff. It's got to do with the fact that I have this incredibly picky, choosy, very decisive, very different audience, that these are the very people who make shit happen. And I'm proud of that. I'm so proud to be associated with the audience that we've grown on Cliff Central. I'm proud of the fact that we are not afraid. I'm proud of the fact that we have incredibly original ideas. And let them try and stop us. Like Don King said in Las Vegas in the 1990s, whomsoever wants to come, let him come.
And then he stole all of Mike Tyson's money.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah,
that's an anticlimax.
We won't go with that part.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Just casually forget that side.
So, anyway, Sia, were you mining the internet last night to check what was going on? Because I didn't even, I'll be honest with you, I didn't even watch the show.
It was funny because I had a moment of reflection. I thought back to when we started to work together, and my stomach would turn at every single thing that was said about us. There was a time I had a Google alert on Cliff Central, Gareth Cliff, Gareth Cliff, Jesus Cliff. And if my phone would ping, and I would get into a slight panic of, what are they saying today? And after I saw the first couple of people who were really saying it's a cool show, like the panel, like the conversation, I thought, let whoever says anything other than that go.
You know what's funny is, since I started working here, which is last November, is because I'm not a pop culture guy. So to be honest, I mean, I've always known who you are, but it was like I wasn't following radio, and I was following Cliff Central here and there before I started working.
That's not what you said in your interview.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Yeah. But it's been very interesting to me how people in my life, like, now expect me to defend you. It's amazing how you capture people's imaginations. And I'm like, listen, if you want to speak to the guy, email the guy. What the hell do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
And he replies to emails, eh?
No, but it's interesting to me how people really, you've engaged people's imaginations far more than anybody else, definitely in this country, you know. So it's whatever it is about you, it's working, and I'm glad it's making the cancel culture mad. I love it.
Well, it also shows you how weak they actually are. They don't have the majority of the people behind them, because the amazing thing about this David Icke interview, now, again, he's a very controversial guy, and I was well aware of this when I decided to book him. And Sia knows, like, he has been banned everywhere because people have cancelled him in places that don't have as much of a spine as we do. And what's happened is that he's gone underground. I mean, the guy sold 20 million books. Now, if you do that, despite being banned everywhere, you've got some story to tell, you know? Even if you're a complete raving nutcase, people maybe want to hear raving nutcases. And we've got to get him on the Cliff Central show as well, because I want him to talk about all that shit, and I want to, like I said, create an unsafe space where people can come on with bizarre, wacky, ridiculous, obviously untrue stuff, and I'm not saying any of that applies to David Icke or anyone else in particular, but let us interrogate these issues. You know, the only way you break down bad ideas is by putting them in the sun, is by letting people go, ask a question, interrogate something, check something out, research something. Confront it with your own facts. That's how you beat bad ideas. And to just shut them up and hide them away means you're not so sure that your ideas are strong. That's what it really means. It means deep down you don't trust your own instincts. Maybe you could be wrong, and therefore rather shut someone up. I mean, for example, this guy's been accused, this David Icke, of Holocaust denial. Now, I'm sorry. There are lots of things that I'm prepared to countenance, and there are lots of terrible ideas I'm prepared to listen to. But if you start with Holocaust denial, or you start saying that, you know, without any evidence, there's no evidence that the Queen of England's a lizard, right? I'm just going to laugh you off, because that's outrageous. But if you say, for example, that governments are engaged in conspiratorial activities, we know this is true. We know what Reagan was doing in Latin America in the 1980s and assassinations that the CIA were carrying out. We know that. We know that there is a whole lot of information that the U.S. hides about its involvement in other countries. We know that communist China at the moment is engaged in a eugenics program where they're essentially wiping out the Uyghur Muslim population in the west of China. We know that. There was video the other day, and I can't believe this isn't getting attention in the world. It just shows you how twisted the media are about what they care about and what they don't. The Uyghurs are a large ethnic minority in western China. They, you spell it U-I-G-H-U-R, Uyghur, right? The chief distinguishing mark of the Uyghurs is that they're a mix of Central Asian ethnic backgrounds, but essentially the thing that separates them is that they are Muslims in a country which is mostly not Muslim, China. And China is going, because the Chinese Communist Party, the government of China, cannot abide any opposition, much like the cancel culture people, they are systematically either driving these people underground, actually locking them in modern-day concentration camps, not unlike the ones that the Nazis used to run, and shaving their heads, by the way, selling their hair, things that we haven't heard done since the 1940s, right? Outrageous that this is happening before our very eyes. They've just, the same government, by the way, doing in plain broad daylight to Hong Kong what they've threatened to do to Taiwan for a long time. They are by far the most aggressive and dangerous political entity in the world right now. Now, if you're going to build a conspiracy around that, the evidence is all over the place. It's not going to take much work from you to build that up. So why shouldn't we talk about this? Because if they do come after a conspiracy theorist who's largely discredited in many of the places where he has bizarre theories, but he might have some interesting things to say. Why not listen to the guy? It's like if you know, we put on a show called Beyond Ears and Eyes with Shemaine and who else was on there with her? Liesl, Tom and Shemaine.
Sure.
So the two of them They had this show about crystal healing and Reiki and all this stuff, which I think is bullshit. And I have a suspicion Bulelo also thinks it's bullshit.
What do you mean? Are you saying chakras and the position of the moon and the waves crashing doesn't affect the personality?
We've still got rose quartz in the corners of that studio.
I, on the other hand, believe part of it.
Sure. But,
and we aren't at each other's throats every day.
But imagine if they came to me and said, well, I'm afraid we've decided that what Charmaine and Liesl talk about is counter to the prevailing narrative. So you must immediately cease playing out their podcasts. I'd just laugh those people out of the room. As much as I don't buy the crystal healing shit, some people want to hear it. Let them hear it. What's the worst that can happen? People will either decide this is bullshit and turn away from it, or they'll go, I like this stuff. I want to hear more of it. Who are you that you climb on your high horse every morning and think, okay, I'm going to gird my loins, I'm going to strap on the armor, and today I'm going to fight for the people who didn't appoint me to fight for them? What kind of sick nonsense is going on in your head that you think is so self-important that you've been appointed by, without a single vote cast in your direction, by the way, at least politicians who we all hate anyway, at least they actually have to fight for a vote. These people who go online and think that they're there to fight for the rest of us, no one's appointed you. No one asked you to fight for us. Who the hell do you think you are? Go back to your minimum wage job and shut up.
How far do you take that whole thing? Because, I mean, there are certain things I don't want, like in schools and things.
Yes, you can decide that. And you and your children can do that, right?
Oh, unfortunately, I can't. Like, hey, stop teaching my nieces and nephews the Bible. How do I decide that?
Then don't send them to a school where that's what they do. There are
to every school on planet Earth.
No, Bulelo, there are schools. There are private schools now where you ask for your kid to be left out of assemblies if there's a prayer.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when I was at school, there was there were one or two Jewish kids and there were one or two kids who were devoutly like Muslim or whatever else it might have been, and they didn't have to sit through the prayers and bullshit that we had to sit through. Now, I was already at that stage not very interested in religion, and I was certainly not a believer. And I didn't go through the motions. I sat there during the prayer with my eyes wide open.
Yeah, likewise.
But I'll tell you what, Mbulelo, and maybe you and I can talk about this one other morning. I liked that hymnal, man. There were some good songs in there.
Ooh, gotta catch the spirit. Jesus saved.
We used to sing the most beautiful songs that came from that Christian hymnal. I loved it. It was
like Gladly the Cross-Eyed Bear?
No. We used to do, and I'm sure you did this too, Mbulelo, because you went to one of those Anglican-based, English public school
prototype. Where we had got a chapel, and I've had more detentions for it for skipping that than anything else. Yeah.
So you used to sing things like, when you start the term, you'd sing, Lord, behold us with thy blessing.
I used to sing nothing.
I loved those songs. Even though I wasn't feeling it like someone who's a believer, I loved it.
That missed me with that. No, thank you.
Okay. Well, you get to choose. That's the point. And that is exactly the point with anything that gets broadcast on TV, on radio, put on the internet. You get to choose. One of the most beautiful things about being alive now is you get to choose. Like when you drive into the takeaway joint and you go, I would like one of those, one of those, and one of those. You don't have someone run up to you and go, whoa, have you heard that burger contains... If they did that, you would drive over them. And that's exactly what you should do on social media. Drive over them. That's the point. We've talked about it for too long. Pinky, it's your birthday this Sunday.
But hold on. Before we go into Pinky's birthday, I just wanted to say, the fact that you're going to survive all of the vitriol is awesome, right? Mm-hmm. That means the cream is always going to rise to the top. Let them attack it, because you survive that. I think that's awesome.
Thanks. I'm proud of that too, Mbulelo. It's a big deal, and it must drive them insane.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Anyway, Pinky's birthday.
Yeah, so what are you doing for your birthday?
Ooh, so I actually have class on the Saturday and the Sunday. So I haven't thought about what I'm going to be doing. My sister's been doing all the planning, and I'll just see how things go. I'm home, so...
Are you in Bloom now?
Take over. I'm in Bloom. I got here last night.
Mm. You know, birthdays under lockdown are still something we have to wrap our heads around.
Yeah.
It's just not the same. Excuse.
So what can we do?
And since your 21st birthday is such a milestone, hey?
Exactly, Sia. Man.
I'm trying to make you feel better here.
You're not. You're making it feel worse. Sure.
Same.
So what do people do, like virtual birthdays? Like do sing and do it? Does everyone get their own cupcake? What's the vibe to try and recreate the good old days? I don't celebrate birthdays. So
you know what? My youngest niece, her birthday is on the Saturday. Mine is on the Sunday. So she's super excited and she's already planning her theme. She's going for the unicorn theme. She's invited like the kid next door. So I guess birthdays are still the same. I don't see us going virtual for this birthday. Let me say that. Oh, I'm not interested in doing anything virtual.
Okay.
You know, I've now done a virtual birthday. My sister has been to a virtual baby shower. And I know that someone was running a virtual wedding. Kudos for the effort, but it's just not the same. I remember we were trying to sing happy birthday and then we were all like, then there was someone with a delay on their internet, but they had the loudest voice. So they were taking us back and then we had to pause. And then the birthday girl had the cake with her and then we had to watch her eat cake. And it looks like some weird YouTube video. We're sitting there just watching her eat. It was just an odd experience. I blamed it on the internet. I said, sorry guys, I'm having such a bad connection, but I had to leave that shit ASAP.
Oh man, watching her eat cake.
There's no need for a virtual birthday party, eh? Just leave it.
Although virtual wedding, something I could get into. There's nothing more boring on planet Earth than a wedding. Those are terribly boring. I could get into that, mute myself, pretend I'm there, maybe freeze my screen.
You are going to get a huge amount of hatred from people if you do. So I'm going to save you the trouble because although we don't believe in cancel culture on this show, our comments section comes alive when Mbulelo starts talking about what he canceled out of his life.
Oh, weddings. All right. Hey, all the best. All the best to you and Holy, making an improbable promise to somebody.
Speaking of such things, what is that church called that has the alcohol drinking as part of the...
Khabula Church.
Khabula.
Remember we spoke about them when we first heard about them a couple of years ago now. And I was randomly thinking about them this week. I wonder how they're going because they operate predominantly in taverns or shebeens. I don't know if they operated at Pussy's Tavern.
Yes, we learnt about Pussy's Tavern last week. You have to listen to that show.
I wonder if they did. And part of their, you know, their religious practice is drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who's fighting for them right now? I think they actually have such a legitimate cause to fight for because, you know, churches are relatively open, so they say, with less than 50 members, but they need alcohol. So our shame, Khabula.
It's a need.
Yes.
I know. There are lots of people who need alcohol at the moment. Although those churches, I mean, a friend of mine is, she's moonlighting as an estate agent at the moment, and she was approached by one of these guys who has a church, and he's buying his retirement home. He's willing to spend upwards of 50 million rand for this home. I'm sure the pastors can afford the illicit alcohol that's going around.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, the Lord giveth.
And he taketh,
the Lord giveth.
And he taketh away.
Yeah.
Clearly that whole verse needs some further explanation. The Lord taketh from people with no money.
Yeah, exactly. And giveth unto the crooked pastor.
For mansions and mansions.
Here are a couple of very interesting comments that have just come in, and we expected these. Is Mbulelo a ginger disguised as a black man? He really has no soul. That is from Ulrich. Vessel says, near fuck. Mbulelo is meer vol kak as Gareth. Do you want to translate for him, Pinky?
Mbulelo, that means you're full of shit. Just
more
like,
than Gareth.
Yeah.
Nikki, I was still doing my dropper from Farg collecting with that one.
Nikki says, my daughter isn't into God, but at school we've taught her that when there's a prayer, she just replaces Jesus or God with the universe. Thanking the universe is always a good thing. It teaches her to be grateful. Problem solved.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Go ahead, Sia.
Sorry, now I'm trying to make that work. That would ruin a lot of songs. The universe, bless, save the queen. It's just not the same.
Jenny says, when John Felismus said on the So What Now show last night, we need more orange overalls, my husband and I both jumped up and said, yes! I think a lot of people did. And she says, I heard when people sing together in church, it's the only time people's heartbeat becomes one. That's interesting. It might be nonsense, though.
Couldn't the same thing apply with concerts?
Drum circle,
or wherever
There's lots of places where that's
rumored. That's a beautiful thing. I don't want to take away.
Yes, sorry. Okay. Let's not take away from the essence of a wonderful message.
Name for the conspiracy theory show could be Freaky Fridays. Yeah, that's a good idea. There's a suggestion that's come in from Mickey. And somebody saying, have a great day, bitches.
Thank you. At you.
Lindy, by the way, says, I was listening to yesterday's show and Garrett's rant about shopping malls and the million times that you're forced to use each shop sanitizers. Well, I don't fuck with their sanitizers no more. I take my own small bottle from a brand I like because I got tired of coming home with my hands either dry or smelling like chick or both. They cannot force you to use theirs, so it totally works. Just take your own. Okay, Lindy, thank you. Global deaths due to COVID. Well, we'll look at this in a moment. This is interesting. It comes from, let me just give credit where it's due to Carol. Carol sent me a list of all the reasons that people have died during the last couple of months, and you won't believe which one is at the top.
Scorned women.
No.
Oh.
That's only in the Kardashian family. Jesus, have you seen what's happening with Kanye?
Oh, what a mess.
Ooh.
So we'll get to that. We'll get to that. There's a lot to discuss this morning. What can I say?
But wait, can you answer what the global deaths thing
no,
was
no, I'll
about?
I'll get to it just now.
Oh, you'll get to that in a moment.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's do the headlines because we're running out of time here and I don't want to mess people around. EWN reporting today that South Africa's retail sales have plunged in April and May after a hard lockdown. Oh, you don't. Is anyone surprised by this? Except maybe the politicians because they don't know how the economy works. South Africa's retail sales plunged by a record 50.4%. Do you know what that means? Half the money that we were spending in January and February, half that money was spent in March and April. And that's only March and April we've got.
So just the critical me, have they taken into account online purchasing, the people going over to online purchasing, or are we just talking about people walking in and getting sanitized with Jik and then walking in a shop?
Total retail sales. At the end of March, the president took early action, shutting restaurants, banning alcohol and tobacco, while ordering people to stay at home and sending the army onto the streets to enforce it. The government later eased many curbs, blah, blah, blah. Statistics South Africa, and they obviously are very reputable, and because statistics are what they are, you may be able to try to spin them any way you like, but if anyone else gets the same statistics, they can read the truth from them. They say April annual figures were the lowest since 2002 when the agency began compiling the data. So not because they were as bad as 2002, but because that's the only other data they can compare this with. On a monthly basis, sales were up 74.2% after a 50% contraction in April. Quarterly sales dropped 19.5%. So it has come back slightly since they've left the hard lockdown of level 5. But retail and trade accounts for around 15% of the GDP of the country. So take the whole GDP, take the 15% that used to be made up by retail sales, slice it in half. That'll tell you, first of all, how much less tax government will be bringing in. It'll also tell you how much less people have to spend and how much less the country's worth, effectively. Retail and trade accounts for that 15%. Increasingly indebted consumers kept indoors and are unlikely to increase spending soon. The central bank has slashed lending rates by 275 basis points since January to stimulate spending. Well, that didn't work. So that's what EWN is replying to all of our questions about the economy. Stats SA providing us with some interesting, if not very welcome, useful information. Corruption Watch has said it received almost 700 reports relating to fraud, bribery, irregularities, and the awarding of tenders and nepotism in the health sector. The health sector alone, 700 reports of fraud, bribery, irregularities in the awarding of tenders and nepotism in just the public health sector. And these are the people who want an NIH?
NHI. Who's that corruption watch?
NHI, sorry. National Health Insurance, correct.
Because they haven't been watching corruption since 94. If they, who's there? Are they watching it? Just watching from afar? Are they conscientious observers? Who are they?
Just watching.
Yeah, just watching. No.
Corruption Watch are not involved in any of this stuff, Mbulelo. They are an NGO that keeps an eye on government wasteful and derelict expenditure and outright crime in government.
And then just tell us, like, post the event, just out of interest. I mean,
what do you mean?
I think Corruption Watch,
have they not been watching since 94? The way we're acting surprised at this revolting regime what I'm saying.
I thought you were going after Corruption Watch.
No. I love what they're telling us. But if they say call themselves Corruption Watch, I'm interested as to what's their role. Is it to tell us?
Maybe in 1994, people had high hopes and aspirations that the ANC wouldn't just be a cabal of thieves. So maybe Corruption Watch only came about in the later 90s. Who knows? I'm not sure when they were founded. But the fact is, this is now. This is according to their organization. They've reviewed the critical state of the country's health system, the very system that we all went on lockdown to try and prepare, right? According to its findings, Gauteng has the greatest number of reported cases of corruption, followed by KZN, the Eastern Cape, and Mpumalanga. All provinces run by the ANC.
Say it with me.
Comrades.
With the number of COVID-19 infections projected to increase drastically. Well, by the way, that hasn't happened. And there's some interesting news that I just picked up yesterday. And you can go look for yourself to see that I'm not making this up. Because, again, this information is not privileged. All you have to do is just go and look up coronavirus in South Africa. Just Google it, and you will see that we're actually seeing a decrease in the number of new cases as from about the 18th of July. That number is dropping instead of rising. Go and have a look. Now, isn't that good news? Why isn't it anywhere in the news? You know why? Because people don't click on things if it's good news. They need to be warned about the bad news. So go and have a look. There's some interesting things happening. Anyway, Corruption Watch said the most prevalent forms of misconduct in the health sector were employment corruption, 39%, procurement corruption, 22%, followed by misappropriation of resources, 16%. Again, I say to you with tears in my eyes, these are the same people who think that they should have more of your private money that hasn't already been, I mean, it's already been taxed. In other words, this is money that you've already paid tax on. That they now think you shouldn't be able to put into your own health care, that instead they should have that as well to mismanage. There is not very much to commend these people as accountants. The Department of Home Affairs official based in Windhoek has been fired after being caught allegedly fraudulently issuing visas to Pakistani and Bangladeshi citizens. Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi said the department had revoked the visas after the Secretary for Civics and Immigration, based at South Africa's mission in Windhoek, was bussed for illegally selling them to non-qualifying citizens. So at least they've acted swiftly there. Aaron Motsoaledi, who's now the Home Affairs Minister, used to be the Minister of Health. You know, because that's what happens in government. They just move you around, even though you know nothing about either of those portfolios. They just move you around. Angie Motshekga-Shem, you know, she's one of the ministers I actually feel sorry for, and I'm starting to develop a huge amount of compassion for, because she looks like she's trying very hard. And she's got an unenviable task. She's got SADTU to deal with, who are the most rotten union in the country. They don't care about education at all. And she's trying. Don't you get the impression she's trying?
I'm not there yet on the empathy scale.
None of them. The empathy for anyone involved with the
I think I don't have empathy because she knew what she was getting herself into.
You know who I want on the show, the TV show, Sia?
Who?
Batabile Dlamini. We haven't heard from her. We haven't heard from her. Don't laugh, you. You people are so disrespectful.
Wow. Left field.
I want her.
Can you both contain yourself? Thank you. I'm taking Garrett seriously.
It's Women's Month next month. She's the boss of the ANC Women's League. Let's get her on the show.
She's the minister in the presidency, yes.
But she's also the ANC Women's League president.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Let's see if she can...
We'll work on Ms. Lamine.
I'd like to have her on. Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga took exception to being called a stubborn minister after she was criticized for the decision to open schools. Opposition MPs criticized her for this decision during a debate on the department's adjusted budget. The usually demure Motshekga came out guns blazing when closing the debate. She dismissed the opposition as anti-everything, offering nothing constructive. But I guess the ANC has delivered democracy to them. Let them enjoy, she added. She said it was unfortunate that she was described as a stubborn minister. The minister does not take decisions on her own. Well, again, I like this from her. I know that this isn't what the opposition want to hear. But this is good. Stand up for yourself, Angie. And you know what? Don't fall back on that position that we all take collective decisions and I'm not to blame on my own. Rather say, I am. This is what leaders do. I stand up for myself.
And why is she throwing in the ANC gave us democracy thing? You see, that's where you lose me.
That's weak. I agree.
Do your job.
That's a weak argument. But stand up for yourself.
Like, I'm with you.
There, I like that. And that's what, you know, if you're going to be, if you're going to say black excellence, you're going to say women who are doing really well, and even if she's not doing the greatest job in your opinion, if she stands up for herself and she's proud to be counted for the decisions she's made, I support her. And we should all, on that front, even if we don't like what she's doing, we should say you have the right to stand by your decisions and not have to backtrack if you think that you've made the right call. Frankly, I agree with her about opening up the schools. I don't agree with the opposition. Portuguese police are investigating whether a suspect in the Madeleine McCann case may also be linked to a rape in the Algarve 3 years before. So remember they arrested this guy, Christian B. He's being investigated over possible links to an attack on an Irish woman. And officers say they will pass any evidence on to their German counterparts probing the disappearance of Madeleine McCann. Police source told BBC Europe correspondent Gavin Lee that they have credible information that 43-year-old German man Christian B. may be linked to the rape of Mrs. Behan, who was working in the region as a holiday rep in 2004. What a creep. This guy sounds like he's been free for far too long.
Yeah.
They must clap him in irons. Right?
Monster.
Clap him in irons.
Jesus.
Yes. Terrible people in the world, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Terrible people. Okay, so I promised you I'd give you some facts. This actually comes from a listener who just sent me this story. It's the public figures that are available on Flourish, which is flourish.studio. You're going to go and have a look at how many people have died during coronavirus and all the rest up to the 11th of July 2020. Okay? So here it is. The biggest number of deaths, and I'll get to COVID because that's down the list. Biggest number of deaths is diabetes. We're looking very high numbers here. Let me just go to the point where they've calculated the final figures. 746,847 people have died from diabetes. Diabetes. Yeah, and that's mostly a preventable disease. That's mostly a lifestyle disease.
Completely.
If you just avoid eating the meats.
The meats, the fats, the carbohydrates, sugars. You know, basically eat healthy stuff, not buckets of KFC.
Or what Binky's people might say, kebolage swikir. Which
sugar.
Which means I'm being killed by the sugar.
Exactly.
Diabetes.
That's all right, Sisu Tumid.
TB is the next biggest killer, 643,367. Then, and this is worldwide, by the way, then COVID at 591,000. Okay, so those two. Guess what comes after COVID with the same number almost?
Scorned women.
No, but you're close. Suicide.
Oh.
No, this is a very serious thing, and nobody seems to be...
Why didn't Bulela laugh at
that? How's that close?
Well, because
so scorned some women can drive you to that.
Yes,
I'm with you.
Yeah.
No,
but, I mean, these are men and women who've died here, so let's not put a gender on it. And these are all, by the way, I don't want to make light of this. This is tragic. This is the total number of deaths over the period of this from Johns Hopkins University, the Global Burden of Disease Study, and Worldometers. 4,833,000 that have died during this time, right?
Wow.
And suicides is the fourth biggest killer. Now, that is probably, at least in part, I wouldn't say the majority or minority because I don't know the breakdown, but there is a part of that that is because of the lockdowns, because people have been forced into unemployment, poverty, starvation.
Isolation.
Suicide has always been a problem. I'm not going to pretend that it's only as a result of lockdown, but don't tell me that some of it isn't because of that. So that blood is on government's hands. And these TB and diabetes deaths, which diabetes is almost double COVID, right? Almost double. And we don't have a lockdown over diabetes. We don't have people going into shops and doing what we've done with cigarettes, taking them off the shelves, the sweets. So I just want to point out again, we have to look at the big picture. And there's some very interesting stuff on the Worldometers website too, if you want to go and have a look at that. It'll blow your mind. So thank you so much for that, Carol, who sent it to us.
I just want to say that there is a slight difference from a healthy, a burly person picking up a 2-liter Coca-Cola and a packet of sweets every time they go to the shops versus a viral disease spreading. You can choose to not do the one. That's why we don't have a lockdown. You can choose not to have a 2-liter Coke.
Correct. And but people don't.
They certainly don't.
Yeah. And remember, government's trying to flatten the curve, not prevent the spread of a virus.
And the government are not doing anything.
Ooh,
I'm very
damn.
Interested. This is Nikki. She says, I'm very interested to know what religious people are saying right now about God's plan for sending us the COVID. Please ask around and let us know. Yeah, Nikki, that's interesting. Because we can't get to church. We're not sure.
No, Nikki, I know. I know what people will say to you. You wouldn't understand. His plan is far beyond your understanding. There's a generic answer. So you wouldn't understand anyway, Nikki. That's what they'll tell you.
Jen says, how's it, guys? I used to love your 5FM show. I'm listening to your podcast right now for the first time. I'm laughing out loud. I also find those names that you were talking about yesterday, the Afrikaans names, hilarious, those combined names. I'll send you a few. I'm listening to you and Roger at the same time. How do you do that, Jen? That doesn't sound good. Yeah, which Roger? Roger from Family Guy? I mean, from American Dad?
Well, no, we've got Roger here on our show.
He's on the show, yeah. See ya.
Yeah.
Don't. I'm going to move very swiftly past this.
Oh, man, that's wonderful.
No, right. Please leave Kendall Hayes or wherever he is.
Okay.
Is anyone missing him just yet?
Listen, there's somebody's line that's very noisy this morning. Is it yours, Pinky?
Oh, man, I think so. My fan is going a bit crazy here.
Okay, because there's like noise in the background.
Yeah.
All right.
This is what happens in Bloemfontein.
How embarrassing that...
I'm joking. I don't know. I just wanted to bring Bloemfontein.
Once more, we've been let down by Bloemfontein. Eh?
Wow.
I know.
And it's -7 degree weather.
Sure. All right, there are a few things worth talking about this morning. It is rumored that the Twitter Bitcoin hack last week was actually put together by a bunch of teenagers. How do you like that?
Awesome.
Oh, they are so in way over their heads. There was, do you remember what happened there? there were like more than 130 high-profile Twitter accounts that were hacked, the likes of Barack Obama and Elon Musk as well. Right. And so currently, according to the New York Post, their report says that there were three teenagers that were involved in this hack, one of which used to work at Twitter. I think it was some sort of internship, but his name is the username Kirk. And Kirk bragged to two of his other friends about the access that he had while he was at Twitter. And then they quoted each other clearly with boredom and, you know, idle hands and a lot of time. They're like, yeah, okay, let's see what we can do. Are you ready for this? The other username is LOL.
Oh, yeah.
And the other username is Ever So Anxious. So the fact that Kirk, LOL, and Ever So Anxious were behind pulling down the accounts of Joe Biden and Bill Gates as well just makes you say, what the heck is going on with the world right now? So it's all still in its reporting stages, and they're still investigating everything. But Twitter was actually very transparent with what has transpired since, and they admitted last week that this whole Bitcoin scandal made it, it put quite a dent in the company, and it ended up wiping $1.3 billion off its market value that moment alone.
Sure.
$1.3 billion. So let's just remember and have a moment of silence that Kirk, LOL, and Ever So Anxious were behind $1.3 billion.
Amazing. Do you think you don't matter in the world, and you hear stories like this, and you're like, wow.
How do you get so bored that you think about doing something like this? Look, I know if you're a teenager and you're stupid, you do stupid things. But this is if their real identities are found, the repercussions for something like this are going to be massive for these kids.
If they find them and they couldn't find Tupac's killer, then I know that David Icke was right. Then David Icke's onto something.
Thank you, sorry. Mbulele, you can't compare the two. The one person actually interned at Twitter. So it's easier to find. Sorry that your heart hasn't rested about Tupac's killer. Jeez.
You're still on about that, hey? You think it was Jada? No, that was Ben. Ben thinks it was Jada.
Jada has some other issues to worry about, okay? She's entangled somewhere.
Man, oh man. Okay, well, it is a beautiful morning. It's cold as hell still, but I don't know, some people are saying it's getting warmer. It's certainly, we've passed the middle of winter, so... You know, August is just a hop, a skip, and a jump away. Today's the 23rd, so just a few days to go. And August is really, once you can make it through half of August, you can see spring on the other side. And then, by the way, we'll also see a downturn in the number of infections at COVID, because this thing is related to how cold it is. Apparently, it is very much a temperature-sensitive virus, and winter is more its game. So we're learning new things every day. All right. Lots of other messages coming in. You want to go to one or two of those?
All right.
Some people obviously talking about Bulelo. We'll leave that alone.
Probably best.
No soul.
Guys, you're being stupid. There are two types of diabetes. Type 1 is not lifestyle related. I get your main point, though. Just saying, for the sake of accuracy, don't make like all diabetes is self-inflicted. That's from Fikile. You're right, Fikile. Okay. That's quite right. I don't think I said all. I said it's mostly lifestyle related. Mbulelo was the one who went, all.
Buying a 2 liter at the shops.
God sent us Corona so that we can repent, as Creflo Dollar said. But repent. Amen. Repent kanjani kos dololo ZCC functions. That is from Bitlang this morning. So,
how are you meant to repent when there's no church?
Well, he's just answering the question from Nikki about what Christians say about COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how they explain that.
Sure.
Mbulelo says, Vincent says about Mbulelo, if we don't understand, then what was the point of partaking in the tree of the knowledge of Eden?
These are great questions. Hey, what's the name, Vincent? These are good questions. These are genuinely good questions. And I did remember when I was at the Vatican, I asked one of the, somebody there and got a little bit awkward. I asked similar questions. These are great.
How dare you?
And what's even funnier is, so my mom's probably the most religious person on planet Earth, and my mom's just squirming in her shoes as I'm... I was asking about how did you fit two of every animal on the ark.
Stop it.
And how old were you when you asked this?
I know, this is when we were... The last time I was at the Vatican, I was in my mid-20s.
That is so disrespectful.
With my mother, yeah. Yeah, it's sad. He got very, very anxious about that. So, these are good questions.
Were you not booted away?
Hey, I paid. Hey, do you know what it costs to get in there?
All right, my God. Here's a good question for you. It touches on both the thing you're talking about now and your favorite thing, sport.
Mm.
Michael says, question for Mbulelo. Would you give us your opinion on Joe Fanikak's transformation from rugby star to spiritual guru?
It's funny. I had a coffee yesterday with somebody who actually asked me exactly the same question. It's interesting. I mean, it happens to everyone, right? It's almost like... He had, you know, when a woman gets in a relationship, they break up and they move to Thailand for 6 months and do the yoga course. He's just done the male, he's done the male version of that, and he's become Jungle Joe now. Hey, like you said, it takes all types, you know, crystals for some, tacit reality for others. Well, what are you going to do?
Good luck, Joe. Crystal for some, crystal meth for others. Don't judge.
Regarding cancel culture, it reminds me of Ricky Gervais' example of going to a public square, seeing a poster for guitar lessons, and then walking around screaming at everyone, "But I don't want guitar lessons!" That's exactly right. That's from Richard. Love that. That Ricky Gervais is great. He's also proven that you can't cancel people who won't allow themselves to be cancelled. I mean, they've tried to cancel him, right? And he just gives them the middle finger.
But he's great.
We all know... Will Smith killed Tupac, just ask Ben. That's Clint from the Val. And here's a fun fact about August, everybody. It's not in Jada anymore.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's an entanglement.
That's from Adrian in Western Australia. Nice, Adrian.
August is busy trying to promote his new single called Entanglement, okay?
Oh, Jesus, no. Please, tell me you're kidding.
Absolutely has a new single out.
Can we quickly talk about Kanye before we get to the burning platform? Because I know that the burning platform is exactly the opposite of talking about Kanye or the Kardashians. But let's go. Come on. What do we think of this? What's happening there? Give me the update.
He's releasing a new album. Everything was a lead up to that. It's the Kylie. Who's the mum, Sia?
Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner's got a play.
Or, according to Kanye, it's Kris Jong-un.
That's a good one.
That's so clever.
I was going to say, it could actually, there's two moms now, if we want to be properly correct. You could also say Kylie Jenner's the mom. Or what's Bruce's new name?
Oh, Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn. So there's two moms. Sorry, that wasn't a good question. Yeah. But this is the playbook, right? It's controversy, controversy, and then sell him something.
Yes, so, you're right.
Yeah, I'm going to backtrack slightly. I know we brought it up initially on Tuesday, and I also said it was sad and it's just cringeworthy and not entertaining at all. When I saw what was going on yesterday, I come on. When he called Kris Jong-un, I actually think that's genius.
That was very clever.
Like, he's definitely not okay. And Kim put out a bit of a statement yesterday, just, you know, defining what bipolar is and explaining what it's like to deal with someone with bipolar. She says,
yes,
you know, she has to be very patient with Kanye, and she understands that when someone has bipolar, they sometimes are very manic and they say things that they don't mean. So please just give them time as they deal with this as a family.
Oh, he's such a mental patient, that Kanye. He really is.
But I mean, there was a certain, if you haven't watched his, what he called a bit of a rally in his political stop, and if you haven't watched, just go and watch like 30 seconds that have now gone the most viral, when he starts crying on stage in front of a crowd. Say what you will, there's a glint in his eyes that makes you obviously go, this man is not okay.
You mean I mean, what are you saying?
I don't need a certificate on my wall to diagnose him and clearly say he is all the way crazy.
Okay.
He is loony. You know, crying about the fact that his father wanted to abort him, and then Kim or nearly wanted to abort their first daughter, North, and he wants to give $1 million so that women never have to abort children again. That is, you know, tick, 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 boom.
But I mean, in one speech, he's gone and insulted Harriet Tubman and then compared himself to Nelson Mandela, from what I understand. Or what are people saying about that? Because, wow, read the room.
Tick, 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 boom, I say.
Yeah,
he's definitely got massive problems, but you know, that's not our problem. We don't have to save Kanye.
Do you think he's all just marketing, though? Because, like, at the end of it, boom, I'm releasing a new album.
I know the Kardashians are all just marketing. I don't know about him.
I don't look beyond it, to be honest with you. Like, watching that, all these people are, is famous. Like, now he's a part of it. Mm. And Kris Jenner, she's a genius. Or Kris Jong-un, excuse me. Watson, she is a marketing genius. To have people with expensive handbags and too much makeup becoming a billion-dollar show. Love it or hate it, you know, she's a genius. So I don't know.
No, that she is. I'm not going to. Whatever these people do, it seems that they get attention. So not from people necessarily who think they're above it or who don't, but they've got a massive fan base. And good for the Kardashians. You know, I knock them a lot and I say how stupid they are. But the fact is, they're cleverer than me. I mean, look at how much money they make from doing fuck all. Amazing. They do nothing. They do nothing that is adding to humanity being better. Nothing. Zero. And yet they are making an absolute fortune of money. And I know money's not the only measure for someone's value. But with these Kardashians, you've got to tip your hat to them. You have to. Whether you like them or not. Anyway, it is 7 o'clock and we've got the Burning Platform up next with as always, terrific guests who have really important and useful insights. I've also got an email here from Tobile who wants to propose some ideas around the Burning Platform. So I'll get to that in a little while. So many things to look forward to. It's Thursday, cliffcentral.com, and hopefully your day off to an awesome start. You can get hold of us on 079-748-2090.
Cliffcentral.com.